For years, hard-right Republicans have been denouncing moderates by calling them rhinos, Republicans in name only. They've used this insult for distinguished people like former Governor William Milliken. I've even heard it applied to possible presidential contender Jeb Bush. Yet in the last few days, it has dawned on both state and national Republicans that they have the mother of all rhinos in their midst and that he's a cancer threatening to destroy their national prospects next year. And he's certainly no moderate. His name, of course, is Dave Ajima, and he's Michigan's Republican National Committeeman. He's also a hater and a bigot who's posted racist rants against gays and Muslims, and now blacks and Hispanics, on his Facebook page. Michigan Republicans have known for years, but kept hoping he'd quiet down or quit. But Ajima won't. That's because he clearly couldn't care less about the Republican Party or its ability to win elections. He cares only about what he wants to do at the moment. Actually, we've always known this. Soon after Ajima was elected to the first of three terms in the legislature, there was a huge budget crisis which resulted in a brief shutdown of state government. However, when the crucial votes were taken, Ajima, a former airline pilot, wasn't there. He'd gone off to Siberia to hunt mountain sheep. Though he was on the state payroll, he didn't think he needed to bother to show up to do his job. Later, a survey of Lansing insiders voted him the least effective member of the state legislature. Despite all this, his party's state convention made him this state's representative to the Republican National Committee. Now they're getting their reward. There are plenty of bad actors in both parties, of course. One need think only of Kwame Kilpatrick. But not since the days of Theodore Bilbo in Mississippi have we seen anyone like Ajima who posts wildly inaccurate, hate-filled rants. Occasionally, he's responded to criticism by claiming that he didn't write these things. He just thought they were interesting. What was almost as bad was that state Republicans mostly ran and hid. Governor Snyder refused to call for his ouster. Some were afraid to try to remove him for fear of offending his Tea Party supporters. Others said they wished Ajima would quit, but claimed they were powerless to remove him unless he committed a felony. Well, now both state and national leaders realize Ajima is engaging in the attempted murder of his party's election prospects. Yesterday, the Republican National Committee's Executive Committee voted to censure Ajima, but left it up to the Michigan Party to find a way to remove him from office. We'll soon see if they do. If they don't, Republicans will go into a national campaign with a national committeeman who's posted that African Americans are homicidal subhumans, Muslims are parasitical losers, and that most gay people are filled with intestinal parasites and are dying of AIDS. The GOP has a huge problem on their hands, but, to paraphrase the old Johnny Rivers song, they should have known he was a snake before they took him in.